the cabinet has decided that all the higher institutes of learning and the schools should resume, should be open. And as to when, this will be determined by the ministers of higher education and the minister of general education. But the schools should be open.
That is Information Minister Michael Makuei is speaking last Friday to reporters shortly after the weekly Council of Ministers meeting. 18-year-old Williams Locke, a senior forest student at Sopiri Secondary School in Juba, says staying at home during the COVID-19 lockdown has been boring, so he is happy to go to class again.
We went home for the issue of corona, and then now many people, especially girls and boys, they dropped. How did they're criminals? Because now the school can guide us. You stay from school from morning, maybe up to once. You go back, you go and consider on your books. But now during the time when there's no school, you are just there sitting at home, nothing to do. I think even sometimes you go and do something bad.
Locke says some of his friends have become parents during the lockdown. When he returns to school, Locke says he will follow all preventive measures.
If they offend the school, we shall measure distancing in the class. Maybe you sit once in a day, another one will sit in the next day. That is the way we shall be reducing this virus during the time we are in the classes. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and then even by the time when we are going back for breaks, we shall be even using social distance. You may not be near to your... I think even if everyone could come with the mask, should be okay.
The National Assembly's Education Committee Chairman, Musa Mohamed, says overcrowded classes in a majority of South Sudan's schools will increase the risk of spreading the coronavirus across the country when schools reopen.
Not any school which have less than 100 in a class. We are having more. Then how can we keep the rules and regulation of COVID-19, which tell us that we have to keep distancing? We have to divide the class at least into three.
Mohamed says even if school administrators are able to divide each class into two or three to ensure social distancing, the managers of public and private schools will have to figure out how to pay teacher salaries.
The government should release money as quickly as possible to the teacher so as that they can afford standing before a student.
South Sudan's General Education Minister Awud Deng Achwil says her ministry is assessing the needs of schools across the country to ensure that COVID-19 preventive measures are put in place.
We have to know whether we have sanitation in those schools. We have to know how many schools need to be disinfected before our children get into these facilities. So the protocol from the Minister of Health has to be followed a step by step, so that our children and our teachers and our family where these children come from are saved.
Some school administrators in Juba say they are excited about the decision to reopen schools and will comply with all COVID-19 preventive measures. Jock Abraham Thorn, director of Promised Land Secondary School in Juba, says he has installed water facilities for children to wash their hands as they enter the school premises.
We were even producing our liquid soap for the students to wash their hands as a sign against COVID-19. So as a school, we are ready and we shall continue to do our best to keep the measures of the COVID-19. We have all the notice of the awareness in the classrooms as students read the guideline daily for their benefits and their families' benefits as well.
While public school administrators say they are ready for schools to reopen, some parents say they are worried the virus will spread among students and teachers. Juba parent Mike Duku has mixed feelings about the decision to reopen schools.
I recognize that it's very important for children to go to school, and they have really missed a lot during this time. And there are a lot of problems associated with them when they're out of school. But on the other side, there's still prevalence of the COVID situation. The coronavirus is still present. If you go to some of our primary schools, you find that they are very, very compact in a small room because of lack of space. How are the schools going to handle this kind of stuff?
As of September 13th, South Sudan had 2,587 confirmed cases of the virus. 49 people have died from the virus since June. For VOA News, I'm Anyang David Mayar in Juba.